which was started way back yon in the early days when they had to get out and look for business. But I come along, when I started in, of course we had a depression over 7 years back in those days. They call them depression, they call them recession now. But we call them panics back then. And our panics didn't last as long as these do, that is, like these do now. They lasted about 7, 8 months sometimes. Never over a year, and then everything opened up and everything boomed, just like a rose blooming. And you made a lot of money. Well, then when you got things up where you was getting really straight knot showing up and accumulating something, they'd decide in Washington it was time then to gather it back in. So then they'd bring on one of these panics, as we call them back then, and they'd gather the money all in. When they'd get the money all in and get it about all in where they thought they got about what they should, the money men did, well then of course they'd let her bloom out again. She'd start to work, and that's the way they work that thing. And just like now, you take now, they're talking about inflation, and the, in other words, taxation to stop inflation. Well, the inflation is created through speculation, and our speculators are a cause of the inflation. And just like on the wheat situation we've just been through with, just like on the cotton situation as today, and they put it over as inflation, when actually it's speculation. They just got it turned around. And these speculators, of course, get their news through different sources in Washington and so forth, and they know when these sales are going to be made on these foreign imports, and that's when they start into hoarding, as we call it, and holding it, just as they were hauling a shortage of grain when all the granaries were full. And there's hauling a shortage on the farms, and there's still, there was a lot of the farms holding their grain. And instead of letting a free market go, then of course we have to talk price control. And there's only one way in the world to control prices, and that is supply and demand will control them. And whenever you get these speculators, when they get loaded up until they can't move anymore, and then a new crop comes in on them, I think then it's straightened out. And I think that's what it's going to take, straighten it out. I don't think that we're going to do anything as long as we try to control this bushel of wheat or that bushel of wheat or this bushel of corn. Or, in other words, just the people are just going to use so much anyhow. They're not going to buy it, and they're not going to destroy it. There's going to be some of them that'll waste some, but what I mean is actually destroy. They're not going to do that, because if they buy it, they're going to use it. And they're going to buy it as they need it, and that's what you call demand. And supply is when they go out there and farm and make it and raise it. Well, that's the supplies coming in. And they're going to have to, everybody's got to work if they live in this country, or either they got to just go without, that's all, because this is a country that each person must get out there and make some effort. Now, of course, we'll have an argument, and people will say that there's people that won't work and there's people that will not get out there. Well, that's true enough, as long as they get somebody else to support them. And there's a lot of people that's carrying a bunch along out of the way, and I don't think that we ever will see a world where everybody is real industrious, because we're going to have a few drones, you know, even bees, as industrious they are. They have drones, you know, and have to kill them all. But anyhow, taking it all as a whole through and through life and coming on up, and as I said, back in the horse and buggy days, well, you know, we traveled at that time. When we had a real fast horse, we would travel 5 miles an hour. And that was really traveling.